Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast, where we focus on building your business through tangible strategies and ideas, all through the lens of the Christian faith, leaning on God as our strength and guide as we learn, grow, and encourage each other. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company Pressing Onward, creator of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Community, and your host as we journey through this business-building life together. So maybe it's just me, but when I'm striving to be obedient and build my business under the shelter of the Lord, when a setback happens, it can really be a blow. For example, you've prayed over a course you're building, you've prayed over the people who will see it, you've prayed over the launch, you've prayed literally over your computer, and then it flops. No one signs up. And then the arrows start coming. You're not good enough. You weren't obedient enough. You didn't hear God right. You don't have enough faith. Who were you to think this would work? You don't know enough. And the voices can just go on and on sometimes. I don't know about you, but I can handle the you're not good enough arrows because, to be quite frank, I already know that. So when I fail in my own strength, there's just no big shocker there. However, when my faith gets shaken, that's when I tend to get rattled. When I feel so strongly about something and then it doesn't work out the way I thought it would, this can really throw me off course. Has this happened to you? It's kind of like an intersection of faith and frustration. In my processing of this, a few truths have been brought to my attention. Number one, God is faithful, period. He does what he says he will do. He brings provision. He makes a way. He will not be thwarted by any little missteps that I take in my business. His purposes will always prevail. Number two, God is good. His love is unconditional, and he blesses those who obey him. He does not walk away from us. He doesn't forget about us. He goes before us. He stands behind us, and he walks beside us. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, "Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you, and he will neither fail you nor abandon you." So we have to hold tight to this. Number three, in this world, we will have trouble. John 16:33 tells us this, we will have hardships, and some of these will probably be within our business. But number four, take heart because Jesus has overcome the world. The big and the small, he is bigger than any problem, any kink in our plan, our finances, our passion, you fill in the blank. He is bigger. And then number five, the testing of our faith develops perseverance. Perseverance is necessary to work out our faith. James 1, 2 through 3 says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy, for you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing." I love this because it reminds us that the growth of our business is not the ultimate plan, right? Having a faith that's fully developed, that's perfect and complete, that's the plan. And if God uses our business in order to get us there, then amen for that, right? And then number six, last, as Isaiah 55:8-9 says so beautifully, "My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." Thank goodness, because my thoughts and ways are certainly not very high sometimes. Sometimes what I look at as a failure is actually a bridge to God doing something that I hadn't even thought of. And this is more of just an opinion, but sometimes I think God likes to do some things in a way that we had never thought of just to get our attention and show off a little bit. I like to think of them as his I got you moments, just those reminders that he cares and he's in control and he's guiding each facet of our lives and our business. But a lot of times these things are not what we had planned, right? They're things so divine that we couldn't have done them on our own. So let me give you just a little personal example. In August of 2018, J.D. Hoagland, shout out to him, he's in this group, suggested Amy Porterfield as a person to follow. So I started listening to her and really building my content delivery online. A few months later, JD and I were talking about a plan for me to grow my business without adding travel days. I was getting super maxed out and I just didn't feel like being away from my new husband at that time and my young kid. And I just felt like this can't be what God has planned for the growth of my business. Although Chris, my husband, will tell you that the time that he and Tate have together is really the best time when they bond because I'm out of the way. So of course, God didn't leave them out to dry either. But anyways, hiring presenters and trainers is not as easy as you might think it might be. And that had proven difficult for a number of reasons. Then JD suggested an online course. Now in the education world, online courses were not held with any credibility. But I did it anyways because I truly felt like that was the direction that I was supposed to go. Gathered together a beta group and I got basically the same feedback. It's great content, but our schools are going to want you in person. I just don't think people are going to go for courses. When we did a launch that January, I got one school. I was bummed. And then 2 months later, schools shut down. All of the trainings I had booked, I was able to shift into that course. And because I had already labored through the first course, I was able to create another one fairly quickly and get that out as a complete training. A pandemic, y'all. I could not have planned that. None of us could have. So what I thought was initially a failure in launching this online course to teachers ended up getting our business through that year. So do I think that God puts us on a path that he knows has a cliff at the end? Yes, I do sometimes. And that may not be a popular opinion, but this world and even my life is not about me. It's about his plan. And if I'm on the narrow path, it's going to be tough. And if I run my business in faith, it's going to be tough. Nowhere is it ever promised that life will be easy or comfortable. You know that. But faith comes in when we still go off that cliff, knowing that he will catch us and put us somewhere else, even better and for a purpose bigger than ourselves. It's hard to go off that cliff, though. We have to stay really close to him, or we will find ourselves so discouraged and questioning God, and then ultimately missing out on what he has for us. I've said this before, but one of the best things I've heard in Craig Groeschel's podcast is our job is obedience. God's job is the outcome. Don't move forward based on a sure outcome. Move forward based on obedience. Then your faith, and I dare say your business, will grow. So I want to remind everyone that if you are a business owner or you are in the planning phases of being a business owner, jump into our Facebook group, The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, and join our Instagram, Jen_Kleiber, to get business strategies, verses for guidance and encouragement, and just to have a community that celebrates each other, networks with each other, and prays for each other. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe and download and share if you know people who need encouragement. And we'll be back with another episode of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast next week.